is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 30th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of Mark Twain, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, born Florida, Mississippi, 1835. Grew up on the Mississippi in Hannibal, Missouri. Loved to watch the steamboats go by. He set two of his books, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, right there in Hannibal, Missouri. When he was 12, his father died of pneumonia. Twain had to leave school to apprentice to a printer. Discovered that he enjoyed writing short, funny stories, which got published in the Hannibal Journal, which was edited by his older brother, Orion. He kicked around for the next 20 years, became a steamboat pilot, then a prospector for silver and gold out west, briefly served in the Confederate cavalry, became a newspaper man, and he got national attention for his story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, 1865. It was published. A few years later, wrote his book about the Wild West called Roughing It, came east, took a trip to Europe on a ship, and there met a man who showed him a picture of his sister, Olivia, and Mark Twain fell in love with her on sight. On their first date, they went to a reading by Charles Dickens. She turned down his marriage proposals three times before she finally accepted. It's the birthday of Jonathan Swift, Dublin, 1667, whose masterpiece, of course, was Gulliver's Travels, story of a young man journeying through a strange land, meeting a race of miniature people and a race of giants and scholars who think so much they always are running into each other, and immortals who can't remember anything, wise and virtuous horses, and a disgusting race of beings called Yahoos. And it's the birthday of Winston Churchill, born in Oxfordshire, England, 1874. He was a poor student, so his father sent him off on a military career. He served in Cuba, later in India. When he was 25, he resigned his military post to become a politician, lost his first race for parliament, went to South Africa to report on the Boer War. He was taken prisoner there, escaped from the military prison, returned home a hero, and years later served heroically as Prime Minister of Great Britain during World War II. When he said, "Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, November 1967. Dr. Zhivago was playing at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. That afternoon, we went into Russia, and when we came out, the snow was falling, the same snow that fell in Moscow. The sky had turned black velvet. We'd been through the revolution and the frozen winters. In the Chevy, we waited for the heater to melt ice on the windshield, clapping our hands to keep warm. On the highway, these two things, a song from Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and that semi-truck careening by. Now I travel through the dark without you. And sometimes I turn up the radio, hopeful, the way you were, no matter what. November 1967, a poem by Joyce Sutphen from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.